Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Today's Issues program. Last 25 minutes on this Monday, August the 7th, 2023. Thank you for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Ed again. And Ed, what you got going on there, brother?
On my phone?
Yeah.
My.
You want to share with the class, brother Ed, what you're doing
no,
over
I'll
there?
No, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I love my wife dearly.
Yes, you do.
She has listened to me for 42 years. Uh-huh. She does not listen to the radio program. Okay? I guess it's just too much, Ed. I don't know. So she'll text me, and she forgets that I'm on the air. She'll text me, we need to do this, we need to do that, what do you want for supper, you know, that kind of stuff.
Why don't you respond?
Yes.
Well, so I'm right in the middle of a live radio program,
I'll have
honey.
To text her back. I said, on the air. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Now, she does listen to on Fridays.
Right.
She's one of the dearest people, obviously, that I know. But yes. She does not like a lot of bad news.
Right.
So she can't take us.
She's bad news intolerant.
Yes. That's right. Well, some people are lactose intolerant.
Yes.
If she were to listen to our program about all the stuff that's going on, the bad stuff, she'd be a basket.
Right. When you got home, you wouldn't want to be around.
There'd
her.
Be no supper.
Yeah.
She'd be in tears in the bedroom. The country is lost.
Well, it takes all kind to make the world go around.
Yeah, that's right.
She rescues pets, though, right?
Yes, she does. She's right. Very compassionate.
Yeah.
Made a great pastor's wife when we were pastoring.
She played piano?
No.
Oh.
No, not that.
Did that hurt you as you tried to get bigger churches?
No.
You didn't?
No, I think I was the one that hurt us when it came to getting bigger churches. So, but she will. She will. And that's, she's texting me.
Right.
I'll show you what it is after. But
all right. Steve Jordahl, good morning, Steve.
Good morning. And now I know why Ed feels free to talk about his wife so freely on the air. She doesn't listen.
You got
listen,
it,
so.
Pal. She's not listening Monday through Thursday.
they have a great relationship.
And just so you know, Tim, I also spent some time in church. It's the smaller churches that want the wife to play the piano. You get to the bigger ones, they have a staff for that.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that right? Smaller churches, they want two for one.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's right.
So did your wife play the piano? It's going to make or break you right there in a lot of smaller churches, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, folks. Let me see that here. Piece of paper. Sorry. We have a brand new host that is going to be joining the AFR family in about a week? A week from now, I think, that we wanted to introduce to you, if you hadn't heard him already, Todd Herman. Todd is going to be host of the new program on AFR. It's going to air from noon Central to 1 o'clock Central weekdays here on American Family Radio. It's going to be called A Disciple's View with Todd Herman. And Todd joins us now. Good morning, Todd.
Guys, good morning. Tim, Ed, Steve, good to be here. It's a real honor. I'm already getting emails. It's fascinating. I'm already getting emails from people who listen to me fill in for Rush for all those years. God rest the Maha. And you guys have reach. I'm getting nailed with emails this morning, people congratulating me on this already. So
that's awesome, man.
Absolutely.
I would hold on to those, Todd, because
you're going to need them down the road.
Sooner or later, you're going to get emails that aren't constructive.
So, Todd, tell our folks a little bit about your background. Now, you live out west, right?
I live up in the high mountains of free America, North Idaho. Yeah.
North Idaho.
We don't say northern. I'm up in a town of 600 people up here and moved over from Seattle. It took me 20 years to convince my wife to leave Babylon. So we've left. If you think I'm kidding, right? I mean, look, Nebuchadnezzar had to send out armies. He had to fund them and feed them. And all they do in the separate country of Washington is just say, hey, if you're 14 and you can get a $9 Greyhound ticket, come over here and we'll shoot you up with the wrong sex hormones and give you wrong sex surgery.
Well,
just run ads. So, well, yeah, it's Babylon, man.
You were there for how many years?
Oh, gosh. I moved over after my – I dropped out of college after football was over because then it was boring. So probably 20 years. I spent some time in D.C. A diversion, 2 years. I was the chief digital strategist at the RNC. Lived for a bit in Salt Lake City, which was fascinating. It's actually where I got my first paid talk radio gig before I went and worked in tech and worked at Microsoft and founded companies. God's taken me all over the world, and it's only taken me 53 years to become fully discipled. So I'm really slow.
Well, let me just tell folks how this came about, and then Steve, you may have a question for Todd. How this came about, folks, you know, I told you several times, Bishop E.W. Jackson called me 6-8 weeks ago, whenever it was, middle of June, 6 weeks ago or so, and said, hey, I'm going to be giving up my show on AFR because I'm going to run for president. And then that, then, you know, we had an opening. We had an opening for the 1 hour slot, noon to one. So Sandy Rios, and who everybody knows here on AFR, and also our brother
Frank.
Frank Turek.
Brain pause. There, this brother Frank Turek said, hey, Todd Herman would be great for this. And I said, I don't know Todd. So can you give me, Frank, can you give me his contact information, which I got in touch with Todd, and Todd said, who are you? What do you, and I said, what do you want? Leave me alone. I already gave. I said, no, Todd, really, I'm talking about something we can do together here. So anyway, that's how this all worked out. And, we're just delighted that Todd's going to start a week. You're on vacation right now. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
I ended vacation officially on Saturday. Yeah. So I'm back at the grind, but look, that was, it's so funny because I met Frank through David Limbaugh. And David, as you know, is a great
Friend of mine, too.
Yeah.
Cape Girardeau. And,
yes, Cape Girardeau. It's funny the way these things work, that there were many people who said, oh, when you didn't get the gig to quote, take over for Rush, which no one could do, were you sad? No, I never thought that would happen. And God had different plans, and part of the plan was to really be able to put God at the center of what we talk about, and you guys do that so well, and it is so vital to get this done in this age in which we live.
Amen. Well, you're going to be talking about the Bible, God, Christianity, family, politics, government, culture. It's going to be a mix of things that Todd's going to be talking about and discussing. Not going to be just all politics, and not going to be, so I don't want folks to think that. It's going to be a gospel-centered radio hour each day here with Todd Herman. Hey, Todd, thanks so much, my friend, and we look forward to hearing the debut of Todd by Disciples View with Todd Herman a week from today, right?
Yep, absolutely, Monday. Tim, Ed, Steve, thank you so much, and thank you to the AFR family. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, brother. I'm excited that we're able to get Todd.
And you know, the thing is, it's and then we'll get to Steve here, but it's hard to, people may not think about this. It's hard to replace someone like E.W. Jackson, very popular, you know, well versed in all the subjects.
Oh yeah.
So when something like this happens through Frank Turek and through Sandy Rios, it's kind of like a God thing.
Oh, yeah.
The way we view it. We prayed about who to replace E.W. Jackson with. And so, folks, we hope that's the way you'll treat this. Give Todd Herman a chance at the 12:05 Central Time hour, and check him out.
Steve, what do you got over there?
I've been waiting for this to happen. I'm hoping it wouldn't, but it has. I want you to listen to just about 8 seconds of Intrepid Media founder Rick Wilson on MSNBC. Cut 12.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
Who said that?
That's Rick Wilson, who's the founder of Intrepid Media on MSNBC.
He advocated assassinating Trump?
It sounded like that to me.
What was the context of that conversation? Wow.
Is the GOP get past Donald Trump?
He's talking metaphorically right there. He's not talking about getting a literal gun, going to blow the guy's head out off.
I couldn't tell that.
Okay, well maybe he is.
No, people say
this kind of stuff. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, the other day said, "When I go in, we're going to slash throats."
All right, that's a good point.
Trump says this kind of stuff all the time.
Well, that's a good point. Well, then let me just say this to everybody. My opinion is, as wound up tight as everybody is,
I agree.
I think we ought to ratchet back. Maybe say what you're going to have to do with Donald Trump is stuff a Twinkie in his mouth. No. Okay, so let's use metaphors that are a little less. I'm a sensitive guy, Tim.
I know you are.
Yeah, so maybe I'm overly sensitive.
Yeah. Listen, Schumer, the Senate, he was a majority leader, I think. Remember that a couple of years ago? And he called out Kavanaugh and that's what he called him, Kavanaugh and
Gorsuch.
Gorsuch, yeah, those are the two.
Called him out by name.
Yeah.
Like some mobster.
Yeah.
And said,
You're going to reap the whirlwind.
You're not going to know what hit you.
Yeah.
He said, this is a Senate majority leader.
Yeah.
And that was a direct threat. And the people are saying that was, that he should be censured for that and everything. So if that was a direct threat, what does it mean when you say they're going to have to put a bullet in him? Even if it is a metaphor, jeez.
I agree with you, guy. I wish people
would. Boy, Tim, I wish you would stop defending violence on the air.
I'm all for tamping down the temperature politically because, I think it'd be good for our country. But at the same time, I'm just saying both sides, Republicans and Democrats, have been using metaphors forever in politics. But I think it has gotten gotten to where today you wonder, is the lines between metaphor and literal are kind of blurred.
Listen, the good thing is that Jack Smith, I'm sure, will begin a thorough investigation of this. We can expect an indictment within the month for this clip.
It's now, free speech, Ed.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's against free speech. All right. Listen, that caught me wrong, but
I agree. You can use a different metaphor right there.
Here's what I'm thinking is, you remember when President Trump was elected? Was it Snoop Dogg with the album cover?
Oh, yeah.
And then who's the D actress, the grade D?
Oh, that was...
That had the holding up the severed head of Donald Trump. Remember?
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. Oh, that was the comedian lady.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was a comedian or...
Kathy Griffin?
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's a comedian or a lady, but...
No.
That's who you're thinking of.
So, anyway. All right, what else?
Hey, anybody in the market for a new car?
Not really.
I am about every 3 years. I might have
a decider for you if you're deciding between different brands. Maybe this is going to push an opinion for you. But Porsche, the automaker, the sports car automaker, has filmed an ad in Portugal, and they had the car driving through the mountains, and then they drove past a bridge that overlooks the capital of Lisbon. It's called it's in Portuguese, 25th of April, whatever that is. It's a bridge. But anyway, this bridge has a statue of Jesus, which is modeled after the one in Rio de Janeiro.
Right.
Overlooking, it's on the bridge, it's overlooking the span, and Porsche, they erased Jesus from the picture. I'll give this to...
What?
I'll send this to Brent, and he can put it up on the Facebook page, but yeah.
So they edited Jesus out. All right, first of all...
Airbrushed Jesus out.
Let me just say this. Try as much as you want, world. You cannot edit Jesus out. You can edit the statue, but you're not going to edit Jesus out. And let me say, secondly, I am never buying another Porsche. Ever again.
I'm boycotting Bud Light the same kind of way.
I've never owned a Porsche. I pronounce it Porsche because I think calling it a Porsche just sounds elitist. But anyway, is that how you pronounce it, Porsche?
That's how I heard it, but okay. I'm willing to be.
I've never
owned a Porsche, folks.
I haven't either, but I'd like to drive one. sometime in my life. Those things, huh?
There is such a thing as quality vehicles. I've told the story before, briefly. I will mention, I used to kind of make fun of evangelists who drove Cadillacs or pastors who drove Cadillacs until I drove one. An evangelist friend of mine, my family and I were driving from Tupelo, this goes back to the 80s, all the way to Beeville, Texas. We had a little, just a small hatchback at the time, a Subaru. And he said, man, don't take that on that long drive. Take my Cadillac. And then I stopped making fun of people who drove Cadillacs.
Yeah, wait until he lends you his private jet.
Wow. it was riding in comfort. So there is something to well-made automobiles. I'm not making fun.
There's a reason why they cost more.
Yes.
Huh?
There is.
People don't just voluntarily pay money because of a name on a car.
Yeah.
There's a reason usually.
Have you ever driven a Porsche?
No, I've never driven one. But I'd like to sometime. Huh?
But to back to the point of your story, Steve, that's reprehensible. Now, they've pulled the ad, haven't they?
They've apologized.
What, repeat
yes.
again so people aren't. What happened? Who did this? What happened? Where? What again, Steve?
So the ad had the Porsche driving around. A TV ad. And it drove through. It drove past this bridge. It was
right.
like a 5 second, maybe not even a 5 second part of the commercial.
Right.
But they noticed that when they showed the bridge as it was driving by, that the picture, the statue of Jesus had been airbrushed out.
What town is that?
This is in Lisbon.
Lisbon, Portugal.
This Porsche said why it was airbrushed out.
Yeah. So the Porsche in the ad noticed that it drives by this bridge and the background is this huge statue of Jesus. And they said, well, we can't have that in our ad.
Why?
We can't have Jesus in our ad because they're anti-God. And
okay,
they probably didn't want to offend people, blah, blah, blah.
That's what I'm asking.
They said it was a mistake. Reissued it with Jesus back in there.
It's an iconic statue in Lisbon, Spain.
Right.
Portugal. Lisbon, Portugal. But it would be akin to having a screenshot of Manhattan and as a car drives by and taking out the Empire State Building.
Right.
Or something.
Or the Statue of Liberty because you're going to air your ad in China.
Yeah, but the bottom line you're pointing out there's a bias against Christianity.
They do not want to quote unquote offend people who aren't Christians.
Right, but so they just airbrushed the cross,
changed reality.
Yeah. All right. Next story.
All right. I do not know much about this artist. I do not recommend his music, if it's music at all. He's a rapper. His name is Ne-Yo, as spelled N-E-Y-O. He was on a podcast. And he was on this podcast with a lady named Gloria Valdez. And they were talking about the transgender movement and the propensity that people have now to get kids involved in this. And a secular rapper, again, don't go to his music. I can't speak at all.
Yeah.
But listen to what he had to say. It's just remarkably clear for someone who's rather secular.
This is on a podcast?
It's on a podcast. You can see the video. Cut 9.
Parents have almost forgotten what the role of a parent is.
Amen.
It's like, okay,
lost control.
If your little boy comes to you and says, Daddy, I want to be a girl, and you just let him rock with that, you just let
right.
He's five.
Right. And where did he get that
if
from?
If you let this five-year-old boy decide to eat candy all day, he's going to do that.
Exactly.
Like, when did it become a good idea to let a five-year-old, let a six-year-old, let a 12-year-old make a life-changing decision for themselves?
Right.
When did that happen?
Right.
Like, I don't understand that. I don't get that.
And to medicate these young kids that are 5, 6 growing up and knowing that it affects their brain, it affects their organs, it makes them sick, but they're not allowed to do drugs, they're not allowed to do alcohol.
Right.
We can medicate them.
He can't
them
drive a car yet, but he can decide his sex.
Listen, the reason we wanted you to play that, because what's the name of the, just to be fair here, what's the name of the lady whose podcast?
Gloria Valdez, V-A-L-E-Z.
And I know nothing about her either.
Yeah.
And everyone's got a podcast, as Tim said. Everyone's got a podcast.
They do.
So Bugs Bunny has a podcast. So, I mean, no disrespect to this lady. I'm just making a joke. But the reason I wanted to play this is there are a lot of people out there who are not Christian. This is not just about God.
No.
Okay? Now, it is from our perspective. a Romans 1 rebellion against the nature that God has created and ordained for humanity in terms of sex and gender. But it's not just Christians who are opposed to this transgender movement and the radical nature of it. You have a rapper who, and I don't know, I don't know anything about him. Maybe he is a Christian and it's Christian rap. Who knows?
What's the name of the rapper?
Neo.
Neo.
How you spell that?
N-E-Y-O.
N-E-Y-O.
But the people are seeing through this, and we've mentioned it on the show. This could set back the LGBTQ plus agenda because they have welcomed this transgender aspect of it, but there are a lot of people who aren't necessarily Christian, but who clearly see that this is wrong, what's being done to children.
Indeed.
Okay, gentlemen, he's apologized.
Yes, he really
has. Are you serious?
3 hours ago. I knew they'd get to it. They get to everybody. He issued this statement. You tell me whether it's an apology. Or I'm talking about the Neo guy, the rapper. Gender identity is nuanced, and I can honestly admit that I plan to better educate myself on the topic.
Yeah, that's an apology.
And so I can approach future conversations with more empathy.
That's an apology. They got to him, like you said. That didn't take long.
Well,
just since this
morning. Let me just say this. If you're in the entertainment industry in America, well, worldwide, but especially if you're in the entertainment industry in the U.S. or Europe, you cannot hold a conservative or traditional position on anything on LGBTQ.
Right.
Look at J.K. Rowling.
Right.
She is one of the best-selling authors of all time, created the Harry Potter series. She's made probably $1 billion, I don't know, or more.
More than that, yeah.
Billions of dollars for Universal Studios and...
Her books,
whoever her publisher is, and actors and actresses that she's employed, even she gets slammed.
By the actors played in the movies.
Right, just because she says a woman is a woman.
Right, and she's a feminist.
Yes.
She's not a raging
She's not one of us.
Right.
She's not one of us. So this rapper that you cited here, who we quoted a while ago, I typed in his name.
Yeah.
And as soon as I typed in his name, it says 3 hours ago, it says he apologizes for criticizing parents who support. There was absolutely nothing wrong with what he said.
No, absolutely not.
But they got to – what they do, I would guess, is this is how I think it works, okay? I'm not saying specifically what happened here. Probably his handlers.
Agent.
And whatever. His agent said, listen, you want the record company's called and said, if you say anything else like that, if you don't apologize, they're gonna cancel you.
Right.
And you're gonna lose your livelihood. And that's when he says, okay, I'll apologize.
Yeah.
I don't think he means it.
Right.
I just think he felt like in order to keep making money, I have to do this. That's what I read into this.
I think that's probably exactly how it played out.
How it happens?
Well, that's pathetic.
Yeah.
We just had our meeting this morning. That didn't take long.
I know, right?
Good grief.
All right. That's why you appreciate Brother Kirk Cameron out there and others, right?
Yes, sir.
Who are taking an unyielding stand for the Lord. Amen. In the public arena. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Ed.
Absolutely.
My thanks to Todd Herman, Tim Todd.
And Herman Cain.
And Brent Creeley.
Brent Creeley. And Fred Jackson, and
that's it. My wife, Diane.
See you tomorrow.